Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A major piece of legislation I want to talk about briefly, the defense budget. It passed at $715 billion in the Senate. It's going to be increased by at least $25 billion on a bipartisan vote in the House, probably a little more than that. $15 billion is going to go to unfunded military programs. $6.9 billion for wages. There'll be four more Navy ships, more planes and helicopters, upgraded Army vehicles, combat vehicles. It's going to go to weapons. $5.2 billion, research and development, cybersecurity and intelligence. There is a little bit of a controversy in the House, but in my view, it's going to pass. It has overwhelming bipartisan support. There's some progressives who oppose it, but in the Senate, it passed the committee 25-1. The truth of the matter is, in the present world, we need a strong military. Yes, we spend a lot. Yes, people say, well, we spend 10 times more than a lot of the others combined. That's why we're free, quite frankly. And that is why our democracy, our interests around the world are upheld. It is naive to think we don't need it. When I was in the Navy, the goal was 400 ships, 400 ship Navy. Now we have about 280 ships. They're talking about a 300 ship Navy. Well, you know something? We need more ships. We need more ships, patrol the world, get the Chinese out of the South China Sea from their islands. Our Navy, whoever controls the seas and the air, controls the political dialogue. It's as simple as that. I'm strongly on the side of the bipartisan group that wants to increase the defense budget. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on the mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Good show as always. I just want to say today that it was nearly 2,500 American troops have died fighting in Afghanistan. Originally, I think we went there to get bin Laden, which later on, of course, Obama got. But I want to thank you, Joe Biden. You got us out of this mess. And 20 years is long enough. So I just, I'm glad, I've said this before, I'm glad Joe Biden is president. You finally cleaned up this mess, and you have many, many more to clean up. So with that, thanks for listening to me this morning, Matt, and you have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. A good point. And, you know, you really nailed something. Everybody's going, oh, well, Biden's polls are down because of Afghanistan and getting out. Anytime you get out of a society like that, that is impervious to democracy, it's impervious to Western civilization. You could occupy it forever and keep losing people. But why? Because civilians got killed too. Our people got killed. Why? We went in to get bin Laden. Finally got him in Pakistan. Pakistan is complicit in this. Pakistan, the ISIS-K, the ISIS wing in Pakistan, operates unchecked. They go back to their safe houses. They went down to India and bombed a train station, hotel, killed hundreds of people. Then they go back to Pakistan. This is jihad, the extermination or the forced conversion of host populations. It's the objective of the Taliban. It's the objective of everybody in Afghanistan. They just have different ideas of how moderate they want to be about it. So Joe Biden got us out. And I think as the days go by, people are going to realize what he did, brought that war to an end. People go, oh, well, you know, we were, quote, defeated, end quote. No, we weren't, quote, defeated, and we weren't in Vietnam either. Our choice was between genocide and chaos. We could have bombed Kabul and all of Kandahar, Herat. Could have killed millions of people, eliminated the Taliban, and left nothing but devastation and a nuclear landscape. Of course, we're not going to do that. You can't rescue people from their own culture. If they have a violent culture that's based on exterminating other religions and other races, that's going to, it's been going on since the 7th century, 1300 years, and it was extended into Europe and the Ottoman Empire. They occupied the Iberian Peninsula, Spain, Portugal, tried to get into France. 732, Charles Martel stopped them. He was Charlemagne's grandpa, his beloved grandpa. They occupied Spain for almost 700 years. Sent a fleet against Europe, Battle of Lepanto, the 1500s. European fleet under John of Austria drove them back. They tried to take Vienna in the 17th century. Jan of Poland, John Sobieski. Poland had the best cavalry in Europe, came down, saved Vienna. Otherwise, Vienna would be like Turkey right now, like Istanbul. You know, the Blue Mosque used to be a Eastern Orthodox Christian cathedral. Now it's the Blue Mosque. All of Vienna would be mosques. You know, Mozart in Salzburg never would have had a chance. Jan Sobieski of Poland saved the day, and of course the Austrian soldiers. Relentless, push it out, push it out. All of those countries in the East, Afghanistan, Iran, Malaysia, weren't Muslim countries. They were invaded and overrun. That's what's happening in Afghanistan. You cannot put American troops there. We have interests there. The people are good people. Their government and their culture is violent. It's violent and it's dedicated to the extermination or forced conversion of apostates. That's exactly what it is. Anyway, you're right. Joe Biden is going to look better and better in the polls. Nobody in his heart of hearts wanted us to occupy Afghanistan forever. We have troops in Germany with their consent. They want them. Trump tried to reduce them. Merkel wanted more. Keep the Ruskies away from Europe. Send a signal. South Korea was alarmed that Trump would withdraw troops from South Korea. They want him to stop the Chinese. This is all consensual. It's all consensual, and the host country puts in some money to support him. That's all good stuff. You know, we have a base in Holy Loch, Scotland, Great Britain, a nuclear base. So that's all good. But when you have troops in a society where a big chunk of them don't want you, and everybody in the society basically thinks you're an apostate, and the ones that practice the pure form of the doctrine want to kill you, and the rest of them tolerate you as long as you put money there, why are we there? What is our interest? People are good people. Get them food. The Taliban will steal it. They'll murder anybody we send to administer it. My view is hire the Turks. They're Sunni Muslims. Have them administer the food. Taliban will steal some of it. That's their culture. And that's just their culture. So there you have it. There you have it. I'll tell you, there's plenty on this side of the pond to clean up too. We're coming to the end of the show. It's a great show, great call-ins. A lot of news being made. Stand by for some great programming. Stand by for Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Diamond Crute, the Devil's Advocate, my good friend, Earl Ingram. You got to listen to the Earl Ingram show at 5 p.m. Great evening programming. Great weekend programming. Crown jewel of the weekend is Pizza Box Mike, thinking outside the pizza box. That's how he got his name. How do you think he got his name? Because he thinks outside the pizza box. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.